Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here. Welcome to the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns fell 30-0 to the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday in a disappointing game where they struggled in all facets. It was also disappointing as some key injuries were suffered in that game, and Mike Pettine addressed those injuries to Joe Hayden with the media in his Monday presser.
He's day-to-day. I'm not sure what the exact diagnosis was, a bruised cuff, but has not been ruled out for this weekend, but I think we'll know much more information when it quiets down, we get to the end of the week.
Obviously, the secondary took a big blow with Joe Hayden and Justin Gilbert, but the good news is Pierre Desir, the 4th-round pick, really stepped up, seeing his first playing time of the season at cornerback, saw extensive action, blanketed Mohamed Sanu, made a lot of plays, and looked very comfortable on the field.
There were very few bright spots yesterday. One of them was Pierre Desir. Here was a guy that had played a grand total of 0 defensive snaps going into it, had played some special teams the last few weeks, went out and played 39 snaps and played at a high level. It was very physical, tackled well, and it was not big for him at all. And that was great to see, because it's a good example to everybody else. Like, when you're on the scout team, here's a guy that perfected his craft, that those guys coached him hard when he was on the scout team, and got better each week. And he went out and played very well, very encouraging.
So while Desir was a bright spot, there could also be good news on the horizon for the defense, as the team is hopeful that both Carlos Dansby and Tashawn Gibson can return this year, both targeting Carolina as their return date. This has been the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.